Benishchai, Parashas Pkude, says the Benishchai, Ki Anan Hashem ala Mishkan, the Anan, the cloud, Anane HaKavod, the pillar of cloud of Hashem was on the Mishkan, Yomam, during the day, the Eish, and the Amud Eish, the pillar of Eish, Tie Lailebo, was at night time in the Le'enei Kol Yisrael, in the eyes of the whole Beit Yisrael, the whole Jewish people, B'chol Masa'ehim, in all their journeys. Nearly, says the Ben Ish Chai, seems to me, B'sirat Dishmai, with the help of heaven, Bagdim Masha Katav, Rabbeinu Arizal, what the Arizal writes, B'sha Kavanot, Daf Nun Beit, B'drush Aleph Da'avit, the first drush of Arvit, of Ma'ariv. Zeleshona. This is his lashon. This is what he says there. Aval. Tfilat Arvit einena dome l'tfilat shacharit. The tfila of nighttime of Ma'ariv is not the same as the tfila of shacharit, the morning tfila. Ki az shehaya boke, when it was morning, v'hayya chesed. And this morning represents chesed in the world, like we said before, right? Lagid baboke chastecha. We say in the morning, the chesed of a great book, when everything's clear and there's brightness in the world. Haya chesed mit orer bo. The chesed is mit orer, is coming into the world, is awakening in the world. Haya banu koach, there was koach with us, v'yecholet, an ability, la'alot, arba olamot, to erase, through atfilot, the four worlds of asiya, making, yitzira, formation, bria, creation, v'atzilut, to the worlds of atzilut, min asiya, from the lower worlds, ad atzilut, till the high world of atzilut. We had the koach because of the chesed that was mitoreh, that was awakened in the world. V'lachen, nisadru otam sedarim shel hakorbanot. We are able to place in this tefillah the sedarim, the order of the korbanot. Vazmirot, korbanot represents the world. The Brikus HaShachar represents the world of Asiya, the Korbanot, the worlds of... with the Korbanot represents the worlds of Asiya, Zmirot, the worlds of Yitzira, Hayotze, the Brochas, and Kriyat Shema, the worlds of Bria, Vamida, and the Shemone Esrei, the standing prayer, the Amida, the world of Atzilut, Kuniska Le'el Bimkomo. Like we explained, above says the Arizal in its place Ba'orach, as we explained. This is a quote of the Arizal. Aval ata ba'avis, now et tfiles abis, kiven shu din, it's a time, night time, it's a time of din, emunatecha b'leilot, it's a time of hest upon him, that we have, clarity, we don't see the clarity, there's no clarity in the world. Yeah? It's a time of din, of hest upon him, when God's hidden from us. We don't see properly. Ein banu koach, like nighttime, we don't see properly. Ein banu koach, we don't have strength. Rak la'alot heichalei abriya. Only we have koach to bring up the world of bria. Bilvad, alone, to the world of atzilut. To the world of atzilut. The world that is only Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shu olam ha'elyon. Mikulam, and that's the third world, which is the highest world out of those three worlds. Ve'ein bo klipot, and there isn't klipot, there isn't ra in the world of bria, or minimum ra, it's rubo tov. Ve'ilu haya dina kashya, because if chas v'shalom, we're speaking about the other worlds in which there's more ra, there's dina kashya, there's difficult dinim, there's ra. Right? Din always represents klipot, always represents the ra and onesh, right? Loinu ma'alim. We wouldn't be able to be ma'ale. We wouldn't be able to bring up those lower worlds to the higher worlds. Afilu heichalei abriya. Right? Even the worlds of Bria, because there was more Ra in that world, we wouldn't be able to bring up even the world of Bria. It's only because it's Rubo Ra, Rubo Tov. Aval Kivan, Shuhu Dina Rafia. It's lighter a din. It has only a little bit of Ra. It's a lighter din. Anachnu Yocholim La'alotam. We could able to lift up the world of Bria, v'nichlalotam, and to include it into the world of Atzilut, says the Arizal. Im kol zeh, ein anachnu maskirim mehem. We don't mention in them. El rak heichalei arachamim. We only mention the heichalei, like you have heichalot. You have like different levels, different heichalot associated with the sefirot. You can break up the world into heichalot. We only mention the heichalot of rachamim. Only the heichalot of rachamim were ma'alim. Bilvar alone. Ad kan l'shono. That's the end of the words of the Arizal. V'yadua, says the Ben Ish Chai, ki ha'anan hu besod ha'chesed. The anan, the amud anan, represents the chesed in the world, right? It's the amud of the day, so it represents the world of chesed. Daytime is chesed. V'hu ha'sholet yomam, and that's one who sholet, that anan is sholet in the day, because it represents the b'chinas ha'chesed. Daytime represents chesed. V'eish, shu'din v'gvura, right, Eish, which is represents Din and Gvura, as we know, Eish is Mechale, destroys, right? It represents Din and Onesh and Gvura and strength, right? Dinim. Tiye Laila Bo, will be at night time. Shosholet Belaila, its dominion is at night. Ach, Nakit Eish, V'tam Zakef Gadol. It uses Zakef Gadol when it mentions the Tamim of Eish. It uses Zakef Gadol. Shemispara Ku. Zakef Gadol is the Loshen of Ku. Kaminyan, like the number, Kavav is 26. Kaminyan, Shem Havaya. Havaya Yud Kevavke has the Gematria 26. Lirimoz, to hint to us, yes? Shehu Dina Rafia. This is Dinya Rafia. Shinirpa alideh ha'arat shem havaya milamala. That this din at night, which is the zakef, gadol, right, which is on the word eish, yeah, which represents the shem havaya, which is mashpia on this eish, on this bechina of night, which is Dinya Rafia, right, which is nitkan, which is mimateket, it's sweetened through the Shem Havaya, right, of the Zakef Gadol, on the Eish, the Amud Eish, which represents the Tefillah, which represents the Bechina of night. V'lachein, Anan, which represents the morning Tefillah, Shehu HaChesed, the Bechina HaChesed, Shesholed Yomam, which is has dominion during the day, Lekach yeh mimenu eze v'siyua, will be a help. Le'enei ko Beit Yisrael, be a help to the whole the Jewish nation, right? The whole Jewish people. Hem ha'tfilot shel Beit Yisrael. These are the tfilot of the Jewish people. Shemuchunim b'shem enayim, which have the name have the name of Einayim, the Tfilot of the Jewish people, have the name of Einayim. B'kol Masa'ehem, in all of their journeys. Ratzon Lomar, B'kol Arba Olamot, all the journeys of these four worlds, which in the morning are uplifted up to the world of Atzilut, that's the Masa'ehem. Ki kol Olam Masa b'fnei Atzmo. All each world, when it goes up to the up to the higher worlds, has its own journey upwards. So that's what the pasuk says. So now, if we go to the pasuk, it says, "Ki anan Hashem ala Mishkan." The anan is on the Mishkan. The anan amud yomam during the day. Ve'esh tiyeh laila bo, and the esh, the zakef gadol on the esh tiyeh laila bo. Will be in the night on it, on this amud, on the bechina of night, this akef gadol, on the bechina of night, lematek the dinim of esh, and during the day, the Amud Anan will be le'enei kol Beit Yisrael, to the eyes of the Jewish people, which is the Tfilot, b'chol masa'em, in all their journeys, in bringing all the lower worlds, all the lower three worlds upwards, into the higher world of Atzilut. That's what he's explaining the Pasuk. Or, he says, the Ben Ishchai, another pshat, Yuvan b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven. Alpi masha katuv Rabbeinu Zal, what the Arizal writes, it is pre-Eitz Chaim. Shetzarich, right? Ha'adam lisgo einav, a person needs to close his eyes, ba'arvit, at night time, misha'a shematchil birkot Kriyat Shema, from the time he starts the brachot of Kriyat Shema. Vishaeh be'enayim sgurot. He should close his eyes and remain with closed eyes. B'chol Kriyat Shema, the whole of Kriyat Shema. U'b'chol birkoten, all the brachot of Kriyat Shema. V'gam b'tfilat Amida, and also the tfilat Amida. Masha'en kein b'shachris, and not that way by shachris. U'mincha. Ein sgirat enayim ela rak b'tfilat Amida. Only the Nidavan Yoshmona Esrei. The tfilat Amida bilvad. Vatam, what's the reason? She says the Arizal. Shetzari lezgo mitchila ba'omro birkat Hashem bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. From as soon as you say the bracha of Hashem ma'ariv aravim, ad siyum kol amida, till the end of all the amida in ma'ariv, in the evening prayer. Bipnei ki b'layla hu choshech, the darkness. Shenach shchin einei Rachel. The eyes of Rachel are closed, are darkened. Masha'en kein b'yom, whereas by the daytime, v'lekach tzarich lisgo ha'einayim, therefore we need to close our eyes at night, because the eyes of Rachel are chashuchim, are closed. Lirmoz el ha'choshech, to hint to this choshech of the eyes of Rachel being closed. Ubeze tavin, and with this you understand, Rachel represents the Shechina. Ubeze tavin, and with this you will understand, ma inyan bechinas choshech. What's the concept of the nighttime, of darkness? Bechinas choshech is, the lies of Rachel are closed. Umehechan nechshach, and where they, why there's nechshach, they closed. V'gam lama choshech b'layla, why it's dark at night? V'lo b'yom ad kan l'shono, because the enayim of Rachel are closed. The enayim of Rachel, the Shechina, the divine presence, are closed. I, there's no clarity at night. The Shechina is not clear. There's no clarity. V'ze shekatuv v'esh hu hadin v'agvura tiyeh layla bo, will be at night time. This light of Eish, the Amud Eish, Vatzonoma, Afilu Chelek Hasheini, Hanikra Laila, even the second part of the day, which is called Laila. Vzeha Din, and this represents the Pchina of Din, Shusod HaChoshech, which represents this concept of Choshech, this concept of darkness, is hinted in the concept of Din. Nirmaz Le'enei Kol Yisrael, is hinted in the eyes of the whole Jewish people. B'chol masa'im, in all their journeys. B'chol daika, in all their journeys. Hen b'kriyat Shema, whether it's in Kriyat Shema. Hen b'birkoteh, whether it's the brachos of Kriyat Shema. In all their journeys, and we're lifting up the worlds. Hen b'tfilat Amida, whether in tfilat Amida. The Enei Yisrael, right, should be closed. I.e., throughout our journeys of this tefillah, whether it's the brachos of Kriyat Shema, whether it's the Kriyat Shema, right? Whether it's the Amida, Enei Yisrael, when it's the time of Eish, Tiyeh Laila Bo, Enei Yisrael are closed in conjunction with the Shechina of Rachel, the Bechinas Malchus is closed, which represents the choshech of night. When the Shechina, we don't have eyes to see. We can't see far. Everything's dark. We only have our emunah to continue in the time of night. And that's the remez. That's what Nirmaz says, the Arizal, in the Pre-Eitz Chaim, that we close our eyes at night time for the whole of the tefillah. Whereas Baboke, when there's clarity, only in the Shas HaMida we need to close our eyes. But the rest of the tefillah, our eyes are open.